listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your book. Good morning, Sunshine Country. And this morning, we do have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District, Dr. Carrie Nelson. Dr. Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Dr. Nelson?
I'm doing well. It's been a good first couple of days of school, and I'm ready for Wednesday.
Good deal. Good deal. So, Dr. Nelson, let's just talk about it a little bit. Tell me about the first couple of days. Getting all the kiddos back, getting staff back, everybody settled in and ready to go. How do you get everybody on page and working toward the goal of having a great year?
You know, I think it starts way back when you plan the calendar the year before.
Yeah.
Because you have to know what those dates are going to be. But we bring the staff back a full week early. We used to do maybe 1 or 2 days before, and we've just found if we have a full week to work with our staff, to go over all the details and give them time in their rooms to, you know, look at some of the transportation issues, to look at curriculum, to let them get their room set up and feel good about it.
Yeah.
The week just goes so much better because they're settled in on Monday morning. And so we have an open house Thursday night. It was fantastic. We had a great turnout. It was great to see everybody. But then Monday morning, we're ready for the kids. You know, we've hung out long enough together that, you know, we've got the details taken care of. And when the kids get there, we're ready, and it feels good.
Off you go, right? Off you go.
Off we go.
So do you dive right in? I mean, academically, do you assess where you're at? Do you have, like, loss from the summer, or do you just dive right in? What do you do?
Oh, I think, you know, the first couple of weeks are about procedures, routines, making sure everybody understands what's expected. At the high school, that's going over syllabuses and, you know, some of the content. In elementary and middle school, it's about, okay, this is how we are going to do things because they got to get that classroom control, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know, after those first couple of weeks, you know, then they really do start assessing where they've been and the loss that they've occurred over the summer and how to get them back on track for learning the next year's content.
What is the name for that? Is there a name for that? Summer loss, regression? What do you call
summer
that?
Summer loss, regression. Yeah, you name both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, I suppose, other terms that, you know, the slide,
yeah.
The backward slide.
Sure.
There's all kinds of ways we talk about it. But, you know, anytime you step away from something for a good 3 months, it's normal to experience a little bit of loss. You typically don't make gains when you're not practicing and mm-hmm. Diving deep in the content. So
yeah.
If you don't want to have some loss over the summer, that's why we suggest reading and summer programs and keeping kids engaged throughout the summer.
And we are visiting with Dr. Carrie Nelson, Superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District. So you're back at it, Dr. Nelson. Are there big changes this year from legislation that was passed last year that will be implemented that people will notice? What are the big ones that people may notice?
I don't know that there's as dramatic of ones that we've had over the past couple of years. I mean, there's not quite, but there is a new discipline law that involves more discussion, and it's about disruptions in classrooms and state laws requiring that we're less tolerant of disruptions in classrooms. And so that'll be a shift for some. It'll be more conversation and dialogue with parents. And that's probably okay to have a little more conversation about how are we mutually going to work together to resolve some of the issues that sometimes happen during a school year.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing, Dr. Nelson.
You know, I think it's always good when you intervene early, which that's what the law is requiring, and that they're saying, you know, if it's happening more than twice, 2-3 times, that, you know, it needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't agree more that the earlier you intervene, the better result you're going to have.
But, you know, and yes. And then there's a whole procedure then once, I'm going to say discipline or action is taken to get those students back into the classroom as well. So it gives
mm-hmm.
more authority, what, to administration or to teachers to have discretion in that? Or how does that work?
There's a more conversation and consultation with classroom teachers and the principal. And, you know, I think there's some parts of the law that they've stepped in and mandatorily required some processes, but I think the intent is, if you go to the intent of the law, it's to help all involved intervene sooner and help students be more successful. So, you know, we'll go through some of the required steps, but I think overall it sends the right message.
All right. So, Dr. Nelson, were there projects that people may notice over the summer? Well, I mean, you're the Mustangs now, Dr. Nelson.
We're the Mustangs.
You're the Mustangs.
Now.
You're in the WIC now. I mean, these are big ticket items.
We're in the WIC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked me some of the major changes that happened early on. So,
those
are definitely big ones, but we're the Mustangs. We're one. You'll see a lot of t-shirts that say we are one, which is kind of a message. And we're now part of the WIC. I think if you walk our campus, you'll notice there's a gorgeous new sign right out front, and there's some signage by some of our entrances to parking lots that are directional signs, and they look really nice. But that was a donation by the Shenandoah Iowa Education Foundation. We probably wouldn't have been able to invest the funds without them. So I appreciate the support, but they're gorgeous new signs. If you haven't seen them, it's worth the drive.
They do good work, Dr. Nelson.
They do.
Yeah, they do. They do some good things. So, all right. So, what about construction projects over the summer? Some of the signage stuff, or any? There's nothing really big, right? Or was there?
We didn't have the largest of construction. I mean, we did a little bit on roofs and things like that. But we early on in the summer we had some flooding, and so most of our construction was about how to mitigate that for the future so that that doesn't reoccur.
Okay.
That's not exciting, and nobody is excited about talking about backflow pumps, but, you know.
But it's really important.
Backflow for tension in a building is important. And, you know, those are a couple things that, you know, we worked on throughout the summer.
Yeah. You put a new roof on. Well, no one really cares about that.
It wasn't the whole roof, even. It was just like, you know, doing some patching and things. It was a lighter summer for construction for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But boy, when you want a roof, you need a roof, Dr. Nelson. It's very important. Maybe not the
exactly.
most exciting, but very important. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That's just it. You know, some of the maintenance, nobody wants to read a headline about, but at the same time, if you don't do it, there will be a headline.
Yeah, there will. There will. Absolutely. Yeah. And some angry people, too, probably. So
and some angry people.
Yeah. All right. So, but you know, you get right back into it, Dr. Nelson. Tennis. Volleyball, football, you're right back in it here. All of those things, right? I mean, that's underway.
We had a large cross-country meet last night, and tennis is, yeah, you're right. We have tennis and cross-country, volleyball, football, lots of opportunities for our kids. And if you're, I always say, if you're in town and you're bored, it's because you haven't looked at the school calendar.
Yeah, you made a choice. By the way, we didn't mention that. You've made some changes to your website and to some of your communication, correct, with your families.
Our website is absolutely beautiful, and people are like, "Why do you say that?" Because if you look at our old one, it was very maroon and dark, and there were some outdated things on it. And our new one is very contemporary and fresh, and has a lighter feel to it. And you can find things that you need, and that to me is. You know, it was nicely done.
So check that out, which is, by the
absolutely.
Way, shancsd.com is you can look for that, or you can just search for the Shenandoah Community School District that
sure.
way. So there you go. Very cool. So these are all good, positive things, Dr. Nelson. I like it.
You know, it's there are some nice positive things, I suppose. And another one is we have a different type of phone system that's based on Zoom, and that's a nice addition too. So we did a lot of work this summer. It's just not as visible as other than the website is visible. But,
there you go. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me. Okay, Dr. Nelson, I know that speaking of maintenance and taking care of things and items that are going to be added, one thing that's coming up here soon, September 8th, correct? There's an election for the PEPL. And I think, Shenandoah, I think you have a voted PEPL now, correct, don't you?
We've had a voted PEPL since it was initiated in the 90s. So our community has been a strong supporter of PEPL. which we've appreciated because it helps keep our buildings in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you mentioning that because the vote is coming up and it's important to the district because it brings in the funding that we need to take care of things. And, you know, by that, I mean the roof, you know, when a roof is leaking, that's the fund that you use when you need some specific technology or a piece of equipment breaks down. That's the fund that you use. Right now, we have several projects that we haven't delayed, but we're waiting to make sure that we have the PEPL funding to move forward with. And, you know, when you look at our K-8 parking lot, there are some cracks and there are some holes and there's some places that need to be repaired. But when you look at the cost of doing that project, that's a full year's mm-hmm. worth of PEPL funds just to repair the parking lot. You know, that's an expensive need that we have to fill. It's on our schedule to do, but we want to make sure that the funding is there. And we also have a large facility project that we've worked on the last couple of years at the K-8 building with our HVAC system, and we've been putting in new heat pumps and replacing old ones. Again, that's a large expense when you do those, but if you don't take care of that, you lose your ability to heat and cool your building.
Yeah.
And so expensive needs that are out there, PEPL helps us, and it also helps us reduce, it doesn't completely eliminate bond issues in a district, but it's helped our district to not be so reliant on a bond issue as a strategy. Just use your PEPL, use your save, keep your buildings in good repair,
mm-hmm.
take care of things before it's a crisis. That's been our strategy over the last 10 years, and it's worked well for us.
So save dollars are going to change a little bit, aren't they, Dr. Nelson? Hasn't there been a reformulation of that?
That kind of factors into the whole conversation because, and I'll quote the House file wrong, so I'm not going to use the number, but they reduced and repurposed some of the save dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But that's $84,000 that the district won't receive this fiscal year or the following year or the following year. And it'll create a large burden for districts and for our district, about $84,000 a year.
Right.
Reduction in funds. And so that makes the need for PEPL even more important.
So PEPL can go up to $1.34. Is that correct, Dr. Nelson? I'm
correct.
Doing that from memory.
Yes.
And that's a really dangerous thing for me. But so where are you at in that ask at this moment?
We are asking for the authority to go to $1.34. That's evaluated every year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we've levied the full $1.34, and sometimes we've done less than that. We've used a combination of property and income surtax to generate those funds to kind of balance that out. But it is $1.34 that is already in our tax levy. It's not new
right.
to Shenandoah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's part of our levy. I know this spring when we were looking at our budget, we intentionally reduced our levy knowing that we wanted to renew PEPL.
So one thing that PEPL, I think it's every 10 years it comes around, correct, Dr. Nelson, that it has to be renewed?
That's correct.
Which is one of the things that I like about it is that the district's not one of those things that's just always there. You do vote on it. So if you like it, continue to vote for it. If you don't vote for it, which is one of those, I kind of like that. It just has that 10-year sunset. How many dollars does it generate for the school district?
On the high end, On the high end, it's $840,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the cost of heat pumps,
yeah.
one section would be around $500,000 to $600,000 of that amount, and then you have to look at the other needs. So it is definitely money that's well used on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And without it, though, that reduces to about $140,000.
So the thing, Doc,
look at the difference.
Yeah,
and it's big.
It's huge. Well, it's huge, and that accrues, so you can build that over years if you're looking at a bigger project. It is. You can use that for certain types of projects, physical brick and mortar type things. You can use
That's
it
correct.
For. And, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but $100,000 really doesn't go very far in construction when you're talking schools and school districts. It sounds crazy, but it's true.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's just true. So,
you know, a roof on the K-8 was over $700,000. So we just have to know that, you know, things are expensive when you look at the cost of a roof, even if you do a section of a roof.
Yeah.
It adds up, and $100,000 is not enough to do that. But I think the important thing is that you're right. The public does get to vote,
yep.
And I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried to be good stewards of the funds that we receive and make sure that we are transparent about the decisions. The nice thing, you know, if a project is sizable enough, we have a public hearing before those are done. So it's money that's very accountable, very transparent, and it makes a difference.
Absolutely, it does. And that election is September 8th, Dr. Nelson.
It is September 8th. So I'd encourage people to get out and vote. Look at our website. There's definitely information on our website about PEPL that you can go in and, you know, see some real pictures and you know, visualize more what we're talking about. But it's something that is important to consider.
Yeah, it's not new. It's been on the books since the 90s, so been around for a while.
Well, and widely supported. It was, I think, over 80% last time.
Yeah. All right.
A lot's changed in that time period.
That's for sure. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me. Okay, Dr. Nelson, a couple questions for you. Did you have the opportunity over the summer to get away and enjoy and relax for a little bit, or did you work all summer?
You know, it was a little bit slower travel for us.
Yeah.
We have two new lab pups, and we have a Sheltie as well. And
oh, you're busy with that.
Dog training.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of dog training, but uh-huh. We did go see our grandkids in Mason City and in Cedar Rapids, and that was well worth the time. Those were nice weekends.
Very cool. Now, as we sit here at the very beginning of the school year and you're looking out over the school year ahead of you, what are you looking forward to most this upcoming school year?
I think the most exciting thing every year is reconnecting with the kids and the families and the staff and seeing the amazing work that they do. And so Monday morning, that was the first place I went, was out to the buildings. I wanted to see everybody, and I liked that. To me, is my motivation.
Very good. Dr. Carrie Nelson. Dr. Nelson, what else do we need to be aware of this morning?
Little foggy, so watch yourself, slow down, take your time.
Yep.
Other than that, look at our school calendar and see what you want to come do.
Check out that new school website, Dr. Nelson. Check that out. There you go. The Mustangs. Dr. Nelson, it is a pleasure to visit with you. I know it's going to be a great day. Regular schedule. Do you have regular schedule going forward here for the next several days?
We are an early out today, and then tomorrow is a full day, so it'll be a change.
All right. Dr. Nelson, make it a great day. Pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks, Dr. Nelson. Dr. Carrie Nelson with me this morning, superintendent of the Shenandoah Community School District, and our thanks to Dr. Nelson for her time. Always a pleasure to visit with Dr. Nelson. Thanks to Shenandoah Medical Center for being a sponsor of our conversation.
Hi, I'm Dr. David Lutz. I'm thrilled to be serving the healthcare needs.